Oh, the indignation as U.S. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley suggests mandatory mental competency tests for politicians older than 75. Given the two most famous and recent examples, the last two presidents, both of those guys should have been tested years ago, but I digress. And sure, many people bring intelligence, wisdom, a lifetime of skills and competence to everything they do well into their 70s. For them, tests wouldn't matter, but some people do slide a bit as they age, so why not catch it as it's happening? In any event, term limits and retirement ages would do the same thing. Canada retires all our judges and our senators at 75. Our House of Commons, because it's grueling and turns over a lot more, has just a small handful of 75ers. In the U.S., 16 of the 100 senators are 75 plus, 36 members of the House, but uniquely for a change, none of their Supreme Court justices are 75. People of all ages and backgrounds add richness and diversity, but being up for the job matters too. I'm John Gormley.